An agreement between the Forest Service and two environmental groups has cleared the way for a timber sale on Southeast's Chichagof Island. Those involved expect the logs will go to a small, locally owned mill in Hoonah. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
Parties to the agreement say the sale will allow Hoonah's Icy Straits Lumber to take about 2 million board feet of timber a year for several years. Sue Tyler of Icy Straits says that's about twice what it uses now and would allow for some expansion.
We've been striving to, supply a finished Alaskan product to the local building community here in Hoonah and the surrounding areas in Juneau, Sitka. So what it does, it keeps us operating.
The Forest Service planned to sell 40 to 45 million board feet of timber through the Iyugtug sale. That's enough to build about 4,000 two-bedroom homes. But environmental groups appealed and threatened to tie up the sale in court. Two of the groups agreed to stop blocking about a quarter of the sale as long as the trees would be offered to Icy Straits. Russell Heath of the Southeast Alaska Conservation Council says the remainder of the sale includes valuable fish, deer, and bear habitat, and it would require a much larger operation than Icy Straits, possibly from the lower 48.
Approximately three-quarters of the sale was not designed for local use. It was designed for a much bigger operator. And we made it very clear to the Forest Service that we did not want to increase the capacity of the industry on the forest, particularly if timber cutters or timber operators came from outside, that we were interested in supporting the local industry but not increasing the size of the industry.
The Forest Service agreed to push back plans to sell the rest of the timber. Those areas would have involved helicopter logging and cuts in roadless areas. But the agency's Forest Coal says it could still be sold sometime in the future.
Obviously, the amount of wood that we've cleared with the sale is more than what's immediately necessary for Icy Straits. But it could present a potential long-term wood supply that would help both Icy Straits in the long term and others if the need arises.
Mills in Klawock, Wrangell, and Ketchikan have said they're badly in need of more timber, though SEAC says it will likely take its objections to court if the Forest Service tries to put the rest of the trees on the market. The Sitka Conservation Society was also part of the agreement. Terms also include a Forest Service commitment to thin some dense second-growth timber to make it better for wildlife. Cole says the first phase of the timber sale could be offered up early next year. Logging could start next summer. The Forest Service and SEAC credited a two-year effort to reach common ground on Tongass issues. SEAC's Heath says the Tongass Futures Roundtable set the stage for the agreement.
What the roundtable and some of our other work on the forest has done is just change the atmosphere and deepen the relationships between all the different stakeholders. So it was a lot easier for us to sit down and talk to the Forest Service, say, these are our concerns. And then the Forest Service could put their concerns on the table. And then Wes Tyler, the owner of Icy Straits Lumber, could put his concerns on the table. And we kind of shuffled everything and found where the common ground is.
SEAC and the Forest Service hope their agreement resolves conflicts over the timber sale to Icy Straits, but two other appeals are still outstanding. The Ketchikan-based Tongass Conservation Society filed one, Greenpeace filed another, in partnership with the Sierra Club, the Cascadia Wildlands Project, and a Hoonah resident. Either could tie up the sale by taking their appeal to court. Larry Edwards, a Greenpeace staffer in Sitka, says the group has not decided whether it will take further action. Tongass Conservation could not be reached for immediate comment. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting from Juneau.